Cofield and Company.
Ronaldo.
Oh, genius! Absolute genius! Would you believe it? And it's a hat-trick for Cristiano Ronaldo. What a night in Sochi.
World Cup. Adam Hill update. I think there's more sizzle than yesterday. I think he got butt hurt. He sent over a lot of stories today. I was saying yesterday I didn't feel the sizzle without the U.S. involved. We're also tracking a potential Woj bomb. You never know when it's going to come down. Adrian Woj, not going to say his last name. ESPN now, used to be with Yahoo. Outside of BBW, he's my favorite. Big Brian Windhorst, then Woj.
Woj has good glasses.
D-Day for LeBron James is June 29th, right? That's when he has to officially tell the Cavs, see ya. Well, at least I'm going to be a free agent.
Right.
We just talked to one of the reporters in Cleveland. Boy, what a dire situation. He did not cheer me up at all.
No, he's gone.
I mean, we're going to give you some trade scenarios later on what the Cavs could deal to have LeBron come back and add to that team, but my God, they're up against it. Listen to the contract situation. These guys all have two-year deals. 2 years remaining on their deal. Love is owed $50 million. George Hill's owed $37 million. Tristan Thompson is owed $36 million. J.R. Smith, $30 million. Jordan Clarkson, $26 million. Kyle Korver, another $15 million.
They're kind of locked in some six, bad deals.
That's six guys who are like, you know, Love solid. Every other guy there is a bench guy who could literally not play for 20 games.
Korver's fine.
But could be out of the rotation. Korver was out of the rotation for much of the year. For the price, he's not bad as a designated gunner. Can't play D.
No.
But they have six freaking two-year deals to get through with these guys. Like, everything they have on the roster is a salary dump. And with nothing to go with it except the eighth pick.
But that's what happens when you allow a guy who's not going to be a part of it to be the GM.
Yep, and that's the quandary they're in now because they want to please LeBron, add to the team. But is he making the decision? Can you trust him? Has he already cut a deal with the Lakers? It's a total freaking mess.
It's not a good situation for the Cavs to be in. And as he was just saying, they can try to make some moves the next couple of days and try to position themselves to make a pitch to LeBron and say, hey, now you're going to stay? But you might be mortgaging the future in a time that you're going to want to tank. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
World Cup. So what's the top story?
I mean, I think the chickens thing is the top story, but it's not really for most people.
I just read a note today. Actually, Young Schwab sent over a good story, 10 different bullet points about the World Cup, and one of the positives so far about the World Cup, officiating's been good.
It's been all right.
Why am I reading Senegal gets a ridiculous goal?
Well,
is that a good thing or bad thing? Officiating mistake? What is it?
It wasn't really an officiating mistake per se. It was a total fluke. Now, you know, the referees are instructed to wave on, you know, players that are injured. They're getting treatment off the field. You know, you don't wave them on when they can really impact a play. Like, you wait till it's not near midfield, till it's, you know, till the ball is away, till the action is away from where the guy would be entering the game. And the referee happened to wave a player on when the ball was back near the Senegal goal. They cleared it as the guy's coming on, and then Poland attempts a back pass, not realizing that the player had just been waved on the field. So they essentially backpassed it right to a guy who ran onto the ball and scored a goal. It was a completely fluky situation, but it just looks horrible in the run play when, like, this is what leads to a goal. That the guy gets waved on, they try to kick a back pass, he goes and steps in front of it and kicks it in the net. Not good.
Your favorite teams are Colombia and Mexico.
I love Colombia.
Colombia lost to Japan. Seriously?
Well, kind of. I mean, they did. They lost, of course.
2-1, right?
Yeah. Colombia got a red card in the third minute of the game. Played 10-11 the rest of the way.
And you know what? And that the story that Young Schwab sent me was bragging about the fact that the red cards were all good. Way down.
Well, that was the first one.
The officials have calmed down.
It was the first one.
So way down is zero. That's good.
Yeah, first one. And
except today, and then the whole game.
Just so happens to come
Colombia
in the third
shorthanded.
Now, it wasn't completely unjust. It was it was probably the right call.
Can they review that now?
Yeah, they're reviewing everything, which is another, that's an issue.
Why?
Because it's, you know, we've seen, I like it, but soccer, you know, purists are what they are, and to have video review.
We like human error and crying about it after every game.
Yeah.
I mean, if any fans should want some sort of fix, it should be soccer fans.
They should, and the goal line technology has been.
Stupid dives and, you know, key red cards and penalty kicks that are actually called or missed.
Yeah, goal line technology has been in place for a while. I mean, the issue with the replay is, like, they should be, you know, there's going to be times when they miss a call and then they don't go to replay and then they'll, you know, the play will happen and you should have probably got a penalty kick awarded, but maybe nobody got the word down in time and the play just continues. And then other times they'll look at the replay and they'll see, oh, it should have been a penalty. Like, they're still working all that stuff out. They're still getting to that level. But, you know, there's been a couple of plays that weren't called. And then they go to replay, and then they award a penalty kick. So it's happening. But in that Colombia game, yeah, it was Japan hit a shot. It looked like it was headed to net. Defender jumped in front of it, tried to get his chest on it, but he wasn't going to make it. So he did kind of throw his arm up and, you know, got called for an intentional handball in the box. So it was not only a red card but also a penalty kick. They made it, went up 1-0. Colombia somehow managed to tie it down a man. But then late in the game, Japan gets a goal, goes up 2-1. They win, and a terrible result for Colombia, who believe the first South American team to lose to an Asian team in the World Cup.
Ooh. 5 days in, a lot of compliments for Russia.
Yeah.
Reading a story, see what it says here. Political tensions, all the other issues with the Russian government will still be there when the World Cup leaves town, but it's likely that a lot of people will depart Russia with great memories and a changed view of the country. Russia is putting on its best, most smiling face for the month. People are excited to welcome the tournament and the fans. And so far, at least that is leading to overwhelmingly positive vibes. Cheap beer and warm sunshine in most host cities is not hindering the process either. This story did not mention the flies. Because I know it actually did. The only issue in the England camp so far are a swarm of bugs.
Also probably didn't mention the massacre of stray dogs.
Actually, the dog part of it is a little scarier than that. It says, and the biggest danger in Rapido seems to be the wild dogs that roam in the woodlands.
Okay.
So one member of the media entourage cycling inland from England's base encountered a pack of them. A pack of wild dogs, and was pursued for 2 miles before reaching safety.
I guess
now we got a World Cup.
The slaughter didn't work out as well as they had hoped. That's rough. Well, I mean, listen.
I thought
it's
these were. I you described them. I thought they were like homeless bum dogs, like
wild
starving
dogs.
Bum dogs on the streets.
Yeah.
But the way this story writes it up, they're vicious killers living in the woods and. Roaming the streets to tear human beings apart. Which is it?
To each his own. I mean, you know, you saw.
I thought it was like Santa's little helper from freaking The Simpsons.
Everybody has a perspective on things. You saw hot porn firefighter. Everybody else saw Nick Cage or Ibrahimovic.
That's a good point.
I mean, everybody has their own perspective.
All right.
So, you know, it could be any kind of dog. But yeah, I mean, they're masters of propaganda. It's no surprise that they're putting on a good show, just like China for the Olympics. Like, that's what happens. That's why these nations want to have these big events.
Are they worried about the wild packs of dogs going after the Nigerian chickens?
Apparently not.
Now, what is this?
So, I believe this is just somebody's attempt to be incredibly racist. That's what I think, reading the stories. There was a story put out that the Russian officials for the World Cup were not going to allow the Nigerian fans to bring in live chickens to the game. And it took off kind of online of, oh, the Nigerian fans are crazy. They want to bring live chickens into the stadium, blah, blah, blah. The Nigerian fans, the head of the supporters was like, we've never brought chickens to any game. It's not a thing we do. What are they even talking about?
Was that the tone as well?
That's an impression of the Nigerian.
I kind of wonder how the Russians are dealing. Because everyone is not the same. So we shouldn't just say the Russians. But we had that lady last week who was saying, don't sleep with foreigners, Russian women, because they'll get pregnant. And then, you know, you've got half and half baby this, and I'm not a nationalist. Who knows? You know, I don't know if this is what they're applying to this silly story about the Nigerians.
Andre Yermak, the Minister for Culture and Tourism, said it was explained to them that according to safety regulations, it's not permitted to enter the stadium with their chickens or live animals. And they said, while many African countries do have intriguing rituals and superstitions, taking live chickens to games is not a tradition Nigerians have followed, according to the supporter groups. Both the Supporters Club and the Nigerian Eagles Supporters Club told ESPN they have no idea where the request supposedly was made ahead of Nigeria's opening game against Croatia. It just didn't happen.
I bet you there's some nationalistic issues with who's showing up for the World Cup, because reading some numbers, England did not turn out that well, and apparently the South American countries, and I know we're talking about South America, before that we were talking about Nigeria, I understand, right, two different continents, but the South American fans have come out in droves, and I wonder how the Russians are reacting to that maybe a lot of the Europeans are actually staying away.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Running a business gets more complicated every year, so you need a trusted advisor in your corner, especially when it comes to your workers' comp program. Pro Group Management has been helping Nevada's self-insured businesses for over 20 years. Whether your business is retail, trucking, building, agriculture, or auto, our team has the expertise to make sure your coverage meets your needs. And at a price that fits your budget. Our award-winning team keeps track of all the important regulatory issues that impact your business. We help with safety, compliance, and inspections, because that's what you should expect from a trusted business partner. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com, or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. When you're hurt in a car wreck, time matters. The amount of time it takes you to call for help, get medical treatment, or call an attorney can all affect the value of your case. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you your money. We have a team of professionals and a network of experts who are waiting to begin working on your case the moment you call. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you all the money you deserve. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on on the radio ad? Does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. On June 4th, Kristen cleared her free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card to win over $13,000 playing quarter video poker. Make your next 4-of-a-kind worth thousands more by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
It's hot inside the kitchen, and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2, the original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6, 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Now guarding Steph Curry, comes up with the steal. Pickpockets him, Leonard! If you've got the hammer, you've got to use it.
TNT on the call there, and Kevin Harlan, Kawhi Leonard bucket. We'll get you the... It's funny, actually. It's funny. The list of Cavaliers trades that could be made with the Spurs to get Kawhi Leonard. It is funny. We got sort of breaking news. You know, I'm not even going to label it that. Not even going to label it that. Came in this afternoon. It's funny the way the Patriot stories come down, right? And we hear about all this drama. And I feel like 95% of people out there are quick to instantly go to the fake news label when we talk about drama with the Patriots. But there's so many drama stories with the Patriots. How can it be fake news? Isn't most of it believable?
Of course it is.
And now there's more confirmation. You know, there was that June 8th story coming out of Boston. Dude, he used to be with the Boston Herald, right? And Adam Kirchin. About Gronk. And now we've got follow-up on Gronk trade. But back then, way back, you know, 11 days ago, this guy said from multiple sources, here's what I have with the Gronk rumors. And you remember that day in the morning, it was Portnoy from Barstool was like, I hear Gronk could be gone. Don't hold me to it, but if I get it right, I want credit. So this guy later that day said, told that Belichick wanted to trade Gronk. Offers on the table with both the Niners and the Titans. He and Kraft had a closed-door meeting to discuss. Tom Brady threatened to retire if the deal went through. Kraft nixed it. Kraft's really the only one who's spoken about it, and he said, no. False. Today, CBS Sports, kind of going off of some chatter by Ian Rappaport. Where did Rappaport go? Oh, Rappaport went on with Colin, right? Patriots reportedly shopped Rob Gronkowski only to these four teams they trust. Well, guess who the four teams are? It's all guys who used to work with Belichick.
Okay.
Kicking the tires. Or has a good relationship with.
Keeping them in the tree.
So, and let me get this right. I'm confusing whites with good hair who cover the NFL. Albert Breer actually said this. Al Breer said, I don't think they were shopping Gronk to the entire league, but they were. There were some teams they trust that I know they talked to. Okay, so that initial report, like, we don't know about the real juicy stuff. You know, Brady flipped out and said, I'm done.
Right.
And Kraft had to nix it, but Belichick has been shopping Gronk. The teams were Detroit.
We've been having conversations.
Detroit with the beard, who, by the way, you can't just take, do your job. Yeah. Can't. You got to come up with something else.
Oh, he's keeping
just put do your job signs up all around Detroit. It's Belichick's thing.
No, he's keeping it in the family.
So, Patricia in Detroit, Vrabel, who's now in Tennessee. So, he shopped him to Detroit, Tennessee, Houston with Bill O'Brien, and San Fran because he's buddies with Little Shanny.
Right.
And he already handed Jimmy G for nothing to the Niners.
I mean,
so Detroit, Tennessee, Houston, San Francisco were all offered, or at least, hey, what will you give us for Gronkowski?
Well, it makes sense that if you're going to send out feelers for what you could get for him, and that you're terrified that it's going to get public, which it ended up doing anyway.
It's a good point.
That you would just talk to the guy and say, hey, listen, don't let this out, but we're at least exploring these possibilities. What can we get for him? And just to keep it in, you know, in the family of those guys to make sure, you know, to at least hope that it doesn't get out past that. And we're just going to talk to our guys about this. I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
Why are people so quick to try to throw cold water over Patriot stories?
Because so many people have become Patriots fans now. They just love them.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's like the hub of hashtag fake news.
Yeah.
Anything that comes out of Patriots land. Oh, it's fake.
I think
people are jealous. They're jealous.
They still don't believe
Aaron
Hernandez.
Making stuff up. To cut it out.
Yeah, Aaron Hernandez was framed.
Well, I don't think we've heard that, but
I'm sure
maybe
we have.
From a few.
Yeah.
Some hardy souls who still have their Aaron Hernandez jerseys.
Christy would still be in his side, I'm sure.
It's a good point.
I love, love, love the Aaron Hernandez before everything happened. Okay. Well, before everybody knew, including himself. I don't know. I liked Aaron Hernandez.
What does any of that mean?
Before he knew?
Yeah, like I don't know that he was completely aware of what he was doing.
He didn't know he
a lot of the time.
He what?
Like
he didn't know what he was doing a lot of the time?
Yeah. I've read a lot.
As he was murdering?
He
didn't know.
He executed his friend to cover up the fact that he killed two other people.
And
I think he knew what he was doing.
And that's horrible. And poor Odin Lloyd. I feel so sad about that. But I'm just saying that he was allegedly under the influence of some things that were really messing with his mind.
Huh? Why are you grimacing? I'm not here to give approval.
I was just waiting to
it's your opinion.
Poke holes through.
I'm not going to poke holes.
I was.
You don't have to.
I just.
All
he
of the
poked
coverage.
Plenty of holes in his friends by shooting them. You don't need to poke holes in any of your theories.
I get surprised by Chrissy with some of the things she says.
I don't.
And some of the names she knows. Last week during a break, she asked us, should I do this?
Yeah.
How many governors are there in each state?
Yeah. Except she knows Odin Lloyd.
And she knew Odin Lloyd.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I could pull Odin Lloyd out of the memory banks like that. She knew.
Oh, I could.
And I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
You were in Patriot land there in Hartford, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's
within range.
And that's Aaron Hernandez land. Connecticut guy.
Yeah.
Yes. So
maybe that's why you have a soft spot for him.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything started unraveling before I got up there, but like the arrest and when he got taken out in the white tee, you know, with his arms back. I'll always remember that.
So on Gronkowski, surviving tight end.
Yeah.
With the Patriots. How believable is the Brady part? that he flipped out and said, "You're not trading him."
I think that's quite possible.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so beyond the realm of possibilities for many people.
Like, Brady's running out of time. I'm sure he's like, "That's one of the best weapons I have, one of the best weapons in the league." No, I only have a couple more seasons to try to win a title.
And I love that tone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't really have weapons here, Bill. I'm old.
Yeah.
You're breaking down the offensive line. Can I have someone to throw to? You made Edelman not work with Guerrero. When he was with him, he didn't get caught. Now he's away from him. Now he's getting caught for PEDs.
Yeah.
I told you, have the team work with a guy who knows how to cheat. Maybe I stretched that all out a little
bit. Also believable
that last paragraph or so.
Yeah. It's also believable that Belichick was trying to make another power move to get his power back, because I completely believe that Brady is the one that forced the Garoppolo trade. I completely believe that.
But he already got his power back with the Butler benching and losing the Super Bowl. That's power.
I don't know if that was enough.
No, it wasn't.
I think he was trying to flex muscle because of him getting upstaged by Brady, and Brady having the power of, you know, forcing a Garoppolo trade that Belichick didn't want. And I think that was Belichick's way of like, all right, now I'm going to get rid of this guy. And now he lost again.
69 touchdowns, if you know what I mean.
Is that why? You think
everyone knows?
You think Belichick's just tired of the 69 stuff?
He probably likes it. He probably joins in.
What?
Belichick probably participates in that.
In what?
That stuff.
69 touchdowns.
You probably
know what,
like,
I mean.
The tomfoolery. You think that's his sense of humor too?
He'll be like, yeah, like, only behind the scenes, even though he's not like that publicly.
Yeah.
Like, that, the next day, he probably went to Gronk, like, "Hey, Gronk, how many touchdowns you got?" Like, giggled. Then Gronk got to say it.
Somehow I doubt that.
If they have like 66 points in a game, he's like, "Hey, let's go kick a field goal, huh, guys? Huh?
You're saying Belichick does this?
Yeah. He's a very mysterious guy.
He's not that mysterious at all. We got what's trending on the way back. Couple of important notes. I think we're like a really, I don't know, is this sad? We got a lot of mental health stories here. I don't know if we can make this fun and exciting.
I wonder why. We're both obsessed with mental health issues now. Teen suicides and all kinds of
things. I wasn't thinking of that.
Okay.
But some of these stories are stories you sent over, so maybe 13 Reasons Why is getting you.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text FAST to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save plus get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text FAST to 443-443. That's FAST to 443-443.
Gambler's Bonus keeps paying more. On June 4th, Kristen cleared her free Gambler's Bonus 4-of-a-kind bingo card to win over $13,000 playing quarter video poker. Make your next 4-of-a-kind worth thousands more by playing with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
It's hot inside the kitchen, and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2, the original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6, 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
So are you really being affected by this TV show you're watching that you're obsessed with? By the way, are you done yet?
Oh, I've been done.
Okay. Were you done before I was?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I started a month before you.
I did plow through it pretty quickly. 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
I'd say it's one of the more obsessed for us. One of the top shows we've been obsessed with.
Since Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
Oh, Ballers, too.
Ballers, yeah. Well, the writing and the acting.
Yeah.
Just magical.
Ballers was horrific. It still is, and I love it. I love every second of it, of its awfulness.
So are these stories all with this mental health angle being sent over for a reason?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't think so before, but now you have me thinking about it.
All right, I've got like six of them here all linked together. So we're going to build on levels of... I'm not going to use the word crazy. Shouldn't do that anymore.
That's actually very responsible of you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that anymore.
Yeah. No labels.
You remember one time we had Crazy Brad here?
You mean...
And now we don't.
Normal Brad.
Normal Brad. But we called him Crazy Brad.
Sane Brad.
And he's not here anymore.
I didn't like
that. I mean, at Lotus Broadcasting, he's still alive.
I didn't like that name, to be honest.
You fought it every step of the way.
I did. I don't think.
Because you had to work with him on Sunday mornings, and he would show up.
He did crazy things, but I don't think...
Wait. I thought you were running. He's crazy.
No, I'm not. He did crazy things. I just don't think you should label a person.
All right.
Yeah.
Washington State football coach, Crazy Mike.
That's fair.
What's going on? Oh, okay, now we've already backed off.
Yes. He's certifiably insane. We've known that for a long time.
When you see stories pop up about every 2 months on Mike Leach, you understand why. And he's making good money, and he's done a pretty good job for that level program. He doesn't win any big games, but at least he has him, you know, in the hunt, winning 7, 8, 9 games. But he would not be tolerated at, you know, a known Power 5 school.
No, no chance.
What's the latest deal here?
So he tweeted out something the other day. And it was a very, very heavily edited speech by Barack Obama. And when I say edited, I mean it was edited to say exactly the opposite of what he actually said. So it was very silly. But he tweeted, listen to this. Text your thoughts. First of all, tweet, not text. There is a lot of disagreement on government, so I think that an open discussion is always in order. Tweet your thoughts. Maybe we can all learn something. And so he sends that out. Now, as I said, he sends it out with a very heavily edited speech. Now, I like things like this, if you actually sent out a speech that was real and normal. The issue that I really have with Mike Leach is that immediately all the responses are like, dude, that's edited. What are you doing? Why are you sending that out? That's not a real thing. And instead of saying like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that, he just starts going after people. Yeah, but what do you think about it? Well, I think it's edited. Like, what do you mean, what do I think about it? There's nothing to think about. That's a fake video. It's completely edited, but he just keeps going at people. Like, you seem like a brilliant person. What exactly do you disagree with? If you're right, I'll change it. If you're not, I'm a victim. If I'm a victim, then you should be punished. What is it? That's what he was responding to somebody, and you're like, wait a minute. What? He just sends these crazy things out. Now, finally, he came to the conclusion. He said, okay, here's the complete speech. I agree that the video is incomplete. However, I believe discussion on how much or how little power that our government should have is important. Remarks by the president and address to European youth here. And so he finally says, I agree that it was edited, but he doesn't point out, he sent out the exact opposite message of what he really sent, and then he wanted people to discuss it like it was real. Like, the discussion is, you're sending fake videos. That's the discussion. Like, what are you looking for here? I just don't understand that.
He doesn't know.
I guess not. It's completely insane. They can't... And by the way, it's a public school. He is a representative of that school. They probably should say something to him.
They're not going to because they're winning football. They're so desperate to win. The guy has won, what, 9, 8, 9 games the last couple of years. He makes over, I think it's over $3.5 million. They're going to take whatever they get from him, and they're going to like it.
Yes.
Seriously. At a school like that, it's win at all costs. They're going to deal with his lunacy, and, you know, I shouldn't say lunacy. I shouldn't say crazy. There was a wrestler. This is going way back. Not really the greatest name, but in a way, it'll fit Mike Leach. It was the Unpredictable Johnny Rods. Okay. It was not supposed to be pornish.
Okay.
But the Unpredictable Mike Leach. He is... I almost said whack job. I'm not going to do that. We're getting away from terms like that for these 8 minutes. What's going on with the kook? All right. Please stop.
Yeah.
What's going on with Chalice? Did you go to the game this weekend? Lights?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, he wasn't there.
He was not.
Why was he not there?
I think he was.
Okay.
He wasn't allowed to coach.
Okay, why?
By the way,
why can't he coach?
The Lights erupted for their best performance of the season.
Yeah, they're not afraid! He strikes fear in his players! He's the Unpredictable Chalice!
Yeah.
What'd he go after? A fan in Phoenix?
Yeah.
And now he's got an eight. Now he's sat down for 8 games.
Second suspension of the season. The first one he got earlier in the year. This one, a fan yelled something, an expletive at him after the game on Wednesday in Phoenix. He allegedly went over to the fan, grabbed them, okay, and said, "Say it again." And that's apparently frowned upon by coaches.
You sort of like it in your USL coaching.
I mean, one of the things I like about the USL is kind of the craziness and the unpredictability.
And it's been crazy.
So sure, why not? What's wrong with it? Add a little fun. I mean, you've already got a goalie who likes to draw red cards all the time.
Hey, that's funny. The first game, you guys thought the goalie was going to be the crazy one.
Well, he was.
Didn't he kick one off someone's back for an own goal?
And he didn't play this game either.
Fading into the background.
Official statement from the club, which I'll read just because I'm 99% certain our friend wrote it. After Wednesday's match in Phoenix, there was an incident with a fan who yelled a profanity, to which Chalice inappropriately responded by placing his hand on the individual while asking the fan to repeat what he had just said. Both the club and Chalice regret the incident.
For now.
Yes.
What do you think? Should we stick with the mental health theme?
Yeah.
Or move on?
So.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Young Schwab's checking out. Our intern.
Oh, no.
Stick to sports.
There's sports.
He is, I'll just tell you right now, he's watching, I'm just going to tell everyone, including the intern, Young Schwab, the trade machine is the dumbest thing ever.
It's the greatest.
No, it's terrible.
Why? You don't just sit around at night and...
No, I don't. No.
Trade?
No.
Why
no.
not?
Because it's, you know what that is? The only thing it helps you with is the money match. Beyond that, that is sports radio in a nutshell.
Of course.
It's every local market going, we would like this coveted player from another market. Here's four bags of crap that we don't want anymore. But it matches up money-wise.
Right. I saw some ridiculous ones earlier today.
And I just saw Young Schwab's looking up as, what's his name, Tom Penn's hitting the machine. Here, I'll give you one that I saw yesterday. See, now you got me on. Now I'm away from the mental health issues. All right. Ready for this one?
What could we argue that people that are on the trade machine all the time have mental health issues?
Let's get the Kings and the Knicks somehow involved for Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Ready? Here's the machine. This is a trade. This trade is successful. That's what it says on the trade machine. The Spurs trade Kawhi Leonard. They end up with Iman Shumpert, Kostas Koufos, Frank Ntilikina,
okay,
and Scal Labissiere.
That's a good deal.
That's it. That's all I get.
Seems like a fair deal.
Yeah.
Matches up money-wise.
I'm guessing a Knicks fan did this one. The Knicks get Kawhi Leonard. The Kings are left with, well, they do get Porzingis.
I saw that, actually.
And Noah.
Okay.
That's the trade machine in a nutshell. The Spurs are going to deal their generational player for Shumpy, Koufos, Ntilikina, and Scal.
Well, it's like a whole new lineup.
Right. It's a crappy lineup.
It's good.
It's not going to happen.
What's your problem with this?
I don't know.
Who says no?
Who says no? Probably the Spurs.
I'm guessing.
Remember the old Scal?
At least it gets them to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. Remember the old Scal, J.J. Hickson?
Yes, I do.
How's he doing? Former Cavalier?
Not great. He's breaking and entering, essentially. This is what he's doing.
God, the crime blotter the last week or so for current and former athletes, really former athletes.
Home invasion.
Yeah.
By the way, he was with LeBron on the Cavs. He's still only 29.
Wow.
And now he's already at a point where he's breaking into houses.
The 19th pick in the 2008 NBA draft. Played for the Cavs, the Kings, the Blazers, the Nuggets, the Wizards. Had to make, what, at least $10 million plus, right?
I would think you had to.
And now he's robbing houses with a knife.
Yeah, he couldn't even afford a gun.
Allegedly.
Being held without bond.
Wonderful.
In Cobb County, home of the Big Boss Man. I wonder if he's the one that's controlling the prison. He's the warden now.
The Big Boss Man.
The warden?
Still alive?
From Cobb County, Georgia. No, I don't think so.
I don't think
from
so.
From Cobb County, Georgia.
Good memory. Yeah. Look at you. Yeah. We got in the Big Boss Man and Unpredictable Johnny Rhodes.
Oh, but he went to high school in Cobb County, though. He's actually in jail in Coweta County, which I don't know where that is. I assume it's close.
Last story that at least I want to cover, we have 14 of them, but on the mental health front, do you see what's going on with poor, well, is she poor? I don't know, I don't mean money. Do we feel sorry for Heather Locklear?
No, not really.
Mm. Chris, you feel sorry for her?
Yes, absolutely.
I think she was beating up her mom, though.
I mean, she's had a rough go of it for the last several years, so...
She was agitated during the day, so her parents decided to go visit her and check on her, and she got violent, choking her mother and hitting her father. Her mother then called the police, and now she's being evaluated in the psych ward, which I guess that's, you know what? That's a good thing. She's getting checked up on mentally, and she's having her mental health cared for. We can end that on a good note.
Crazy Heather.
Yeah. It's not, I don't like using those terms, especially because I haven't seen what's on my phone, but I see a bunch of emojis pop up, and I'm scared of who sent them.
She's 56. There's a mugshot here. It's intriguing. Yeah. It's intriguing. She's got a... I don't know. There's a look she's working. I don't know what that look is. Like, you want some of this?
Oh, you think
that's perfect.
She's trying to be sultry?
Mm-hmm.
It is like... Yeah, it's like, I've got a secret to tell you.
Come on, not to sexualize Heather Locklear because she's having troubles, but I'm going to. If she cleans up a little bit from the mugshot, well, she's fine. She's still hot.
She really is.
Yeah, she's an attractive lady. She's aged well, just not in this mugshot.
She's kind of like Justin Foley's mom.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit from 13 Reasons Why. It's a good point.
Look at you guys, yeah. Your 13 reasons.
I know, we're bonding over. We love the show.
It's adorable.
We love the show so much. First thing I thought of when I saw Heather Locklear having trouble was Scott Baio effect.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. He's ruined a lot of women.
Crazy begets crazy.
That is a fair point.
I can't get away from that word for some reason today.
Yeah, it's very insensitive.
Crazy or begets?
Crazy.
Confidently says baguettes. That's the French bread, the way you said it. Yeah,
baguette.
Baguettes. Crazy baguettes crazy. That kind of works.
Did he ever get married? Was he married to Locklear?
Scott Baio is married now, I think.
Yeah?
I think that was like a reality show on VH1.
Yeah, actually looking back at he had a show called 45 and Single. And just looking back in a conversation he had with Howard Stern, because he was with Locklear. They must have been in their 20s. He actually did rankings.
Oh, boy.
Because we were talking about putting a hard hat on earlier.
Yeah.
And I was saying that firefighter lady who's doing porn is a hard worker. I'm not sure that Nikki Bella from wrestling is. Like, if I know the hard hat's there, I have proof. Okay, let's go. Right? I still have confidence, even though the SO called me a middle-aged chubby guy the other day.
Yeah. Fair.
Not nice.
First of all, middle age is kind of a compliment.
Yeah, that was a huge compliment.
Baio on his rankings of lovers. Beverly D'Angelo was a 10.
Wow.
Locklear is actually not ranked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Beverly D'Angelo is a 10.
Isn't she the mom from Vacation?
Yep. Liza Minnelli.
Oh, boy.
Got a 7.
Ooh.
He was very complimentary at the time he was with her. She was 49. She's a little older now.
Yeah, she's up.
He actually said Liza Minnelli, her body was quote insane.
Okay, Liza Minnelli very angry right now.
That doesn't intrigue you?
No, she's very angry at Renee Zellweger right now.
Over what? I didn't even know she was in the news.
I know.
Why are you not sending important stories like this when we're doing a whole crazy...
Liza Minnelli
we're doing a whole crazy log and you got a Liza Minnelli story, you don't send it?
I didn't know Liza Minnelli was going to come up today.
That's
or
old school Vegas, and we... Come on!
I don't know.
How did you not know?
I don't know.
On ESPN Las Vegas, Liza Minnelli would not come up today.
I believe it's the first time she's come up on the show. I don't know why I know this.
Yeah.
But I know that Liza Minnelli is furious at Renee Zellweger because she's playing Judy Garland, which is her mom in the movie, and she's not happy with the portrayal.
Well, she's not going to be.
No.
Well, I could do. I tell you, I could do hours on this. I told you, I've Judy Garland, because Liza Minnelli's. Boy, I keep saying everyone's crazy.
Yeah.
Judy Garland is like a fascinating view.
Nut job.
No, just a like watching her interviewed, you're like, it's like royalty. The way, like the attitude, and like there's a video. Why am I doing this? I watched a Judy Garland interview when like the, I don't know, Liza was like 14 or something, and they're so afraid of this lady.
Well, I mean, when did you see this interview?
Yeah,
she died a long time.
It's on YouTube from probably like 90. It's probably like a 1968 video.
You should probably hand over your man card after admitting that.
I'm very well-rounded.
No,
I want to know these things.
I'm impressed.
Didn't she die in like the 60s?
Yeah, you might want to look that up. Early 80s, late 70s?
No, she died in the 60s.
Oh, she actually died in the 60s.
Yeah.
When?
69.
Okay, so the interview was in... did you really just do that? You set up Judy Garland dying in 69 so you could do Gronk giggle?
Yeah, but she really did die.
Oh, my God.
She really died. 69.
Anyway, let me get through this. Locklear did not get any rankings. The 1 to 10, Bayo just drove her over the edge. Gave Liza Minnelli a 7. Now, this one, this is, like, weird. Like, you just think about it, you're like, ooh, okay, weird. You know who Melissa Gilbert is, right?
Yeah.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, sister of Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne, I believe.
Melissa Gilbert got a 10 from Bayo.
Oh, good.
Right? Isn't that, that's like, that makes you think a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he seems to be pretty generous, or he's just picked good partners for himself. But, like, a 10.
I'd say on the hotometer, Denise Richards could be the hottest. She got a 3.
Where's
Hard hat theory right there.
I think you're wrong. Where's Nicole?
Got a 3!
Where's Nicole Eggert on there?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
Well, that's why, but I'm saying.
Charles in charge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Charles is in charge of that.
Oh!
Well, you are terrible today. So there you go. We hope all these people are doing well. We didn't get to Eric Kramer. We didn't get to Kellen Winslow. My God. That's where it really got nutty. J.J. Hickson, Chalice, Gronk, Mike Leach. Just get better. Just seek help. Just get better.
We don't hear your tapes.